3,700-year content strategy and a correction worth making. A Babylonian lamb stew recipe from approximately 1750 to 1730 BCE, preserved on a clay tablet in Yale's Babylonian collection, posted online and submitted to Hacker News, drew 151 points and 120 comments on Labor Day 2026. The comments were, by multiple accounts, among the day's most genuinely engaged. Readers attempting the recipe, noting that the inclusion of beets suggests a flavor profile closer to Persian cooking than contemporary Middle Eastern cuisine, debating whether ancient grain varieties would have produced a different result. It is a demonstration of the Hacker News community at what its advocates consider its best, curious, specific, and willing to follow an interesting thread wherever it leads. The day's coverage also carried a correction. In May, this program reported that Ukraine had struck Russian ships in the Caspian Sea, citing it as evidence of long-range strike capability. That was wrong. Ukraine has no realistic capability to strike the Caspian, which is landlocked and far from any Ukrainian-controlled territory. The claim was apparently either fabricated or badly misreported, and it was repeated without adequate scrutiny. The through line connecting the day's disparate stories is a series of contests over who controls the infrastructure of digital life. LG controlling living room audio without user knowledge, Tivo controlling access to a feature users believed they owned, X controlling access to content its users posted publicly, Apple controlling which operating systems run on its hardware. The error is worth naming explicitly. Even well-sourced communities surface bad information, and the responsibility of anyone relaying that information is to apply judgment, not merely to report what is trending. Until Asahi says otherwise, Switzerland deciding to control its own software stack. Graphene OS, Knitter's return, and the Internet Archive's appeal are the responses. Communities and projects building or maintaining alternatives where the defaults have grown uncomfortable. The intensity with which the Hacker News community engages with these stories reflects the fact that a significant portion of that community is building those alternatives, or at minimum paying close enough attention to understand why they matter.